I know there's been some carrying.
Crazy chick like you should have a handsome chaperone.
Riding hood, riding hood. Red threads on that chick showing off the good. Riding hood, riding hood. Every word will try to catch her if he could. She didn't dig this whoop at all and said like later dad. Swears like you ain't welcome at my grandma's way I've had. The whoop he planned to ambush Red. Second she arrived, he ran down to her grandma's pad and tried to sneak inside. Riding hood, riding hood. Red threads on that chick showed off the good. Riding hood, riding hood. Every wolf was trying to catch her if he could. Could explain. She whopped him on his ugly head 10 times with her cane. The wolf went howling through the woods as Red came on the scene. The moral to the story is,
if you dig chicks in red, you better change your color to green.
Riding hood, riding hood. Red threads on that chick showing up the good. Riding hood, riding hood. Every wolf would try to catch her.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now we have a radio obituary for Rick Turner, the American builder of guitars and basses, ukuleles, and other stringed instruments. As a guitar builder, he created instruments for rock musicians including Lindsey Buckingham, John Entwistle, and Jesse Colin Young. In his early years, he also played in various groups, including Banana and the Bunch and Ian and Sylvia. And he was the founding member of the psychedelic band Auto Salvage. Rick Turner just passed away at 78. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Now we have the radio obituary for Harp Dog Brown, the Canadian vocalist and harmonica player who'd been active in the Canadian blues scene since 1982. He started out as a guitar player at age 15, playing in a local garage band. He later played in a duo that opened for performers in comedy clubs and then went on to be a solo singer and guitar player. Harp Dog Brown just passed away at 59. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
She came along from Los Angeles to San Francisco. She came about from Los Angeles to San Francisco. I'm gonna find my baby and I ain't gonna balk no more. She made me jump from the highest bridge in town. Yeah, she made me jump from the highest bridge in town.
I was thinking about you, baby, and I just can't afford you drown. North, you can go way down south, you can go way back east, you can go way out west, no matter where you go, you never find another fool like me. Long as you please, write me a letter if you need any money from me. Baby, can't you see, no matter where you go, you never find another fool like me. Won't you make my dreams come true? Baby, can't you see, no matter where you go, you'll find another fool like me.
You were still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now we have the radio obituary for Bobby Harrison, the English drummer and singer who's best known as an early member of the progressive rock band Procol Harum. He just passed away at 82. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
She wandered through the garden fence and said, I brought a great expense, a potion guaranteed to bring relief from all your suffering. And though I said you don't exist, she grabbed me firmly by the wrist, threw me down upon my back, strapped me to her torture rack, and without further argument, I found my mind was also bent upon a course so devious, it only made my torment worse. She said, I see you cannot speak. Is it your voice that is too weak? Is it your tongue that is to blame? Maybe you cannot speak for shame. Or has your brain been idle too? And now it will not think for you. I hastened to make my reply, but found that I could only lie. And like a fool, I believed myself and thought I was somebody else. But she could see what I was then and left me on my own again. She wandered through. I brought a potion.
Hi, but not too high. This is George Carlin. I'm sitting here. I have on a yellow hat, a pink shirt, dark sunglasses, and an earring in my ear. And I'm going to tell you not to get into heavy drugs. Well, it sounds bizarre, I know, but there are other things to do with your life, other things to help you make it. Heavy drugs make it all worse, and they help you die.
On to the Radio Obituary in this all-Radio Obituary episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank for James M. Toomey, the American jazz and R&B musician. He was also a songwriter, a record producer, activist, and radio personality. He's probably best known for his work between 1971 and 75 with Miles Davis, but he also had a big hit in 1983 in his eponymously named band M. Toomey with the tune Juicy Fruit. He just passed away at 76. It's his Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
Guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Guitar Shorty, the American blues guitarist, singer, and songwriter known for his explosive guitar style and wild stage antics. He's credited with influencing both Jimi Hendrix and Buddy Guy, and he recorded and toured from the 1950s until the 2010s. He even made an appearance in 1976 on Chuck Barris's Gong Show. He won first prize for performing the song They Call Me Guitar Shorty while balanced on his head. He just passed away at 87. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Guitar Shorty, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I got a gal named Emily. She's just like a honey to me. I thank God with me every night. I like to hold her in my arms. Dance with the boy with the all of my life.
just wanna end my arms at home. I love you, baby, and I don't know why. Please believe me, cause this is all right. I wanna play with the dance, with the ball, with the all of my life.
Love loves everyone but me. Love has gone and left me free. Love just walked right out of that door.
We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Burke Shelley, the Welsh musician and singer-songwriter best known as the lead vocalist and bassist of the rock band Budgie. He just passed away at 71. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary for Burke Shelley right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm
An ultimate radio obituary is for Robert Morse, the American actor best known as the star of How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. He starred in both the 1961 original Broadway production, for which he won a Tony, and its 1967 film adaptation. Robert Morse just passed away at 90. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm ashamed of you. Ashamed.
We both are, Richard. Ashamed.
That's how it starts. That's how it starts. That's how a fine American boy can hit the skids. They treat him like a monkey gets treated in the zoo. And so he goes to bar rooms and starts to lift a few. There's a drunkard in the family now, so I'll just make it too. 'Cause that's how it starts. I know what I'll do. I'll go away and I'll lead the pace that kills. I'll sink as low as a man can get. I'll go to New York and I'll meet women of the world, the kind who smoke cigarettes and drink highballs. And when I've sunk down into the gutter, well, I'll tell everybody who my family is. The Millers of 816 Glenmore Road, Centerville, Connecticut, opposite the First Baptist Church. I will die. I will die. Before even 1 minute goes by, I will strangle myself with my tie. Oh, die.
When I joined this firm as a brash young man, well, I said to myself, now, brash young man, don't get any ideas. Well, I stuck to that. I haven't had one in years.
You play it safe.
I play it the company way. Wherever the company puts me, there I stay.
But what is your point of view?
I have no point of view.
Supposing the company thinks that...
I think so too.
Now, what would you say?
I wouldn't say.
Your face is a company face.
It smiles at executives, then goes back in place.
The company furniture.
Oh, it suits me fine.
The company letterhead.
A valentine.
Anything you're against.
Unemployment.
When they want brilliant thinking from employees.
That is no concern of mine.
Suppose a man of genius makes suggestions.
Watch that genius get suggested to resign.
So you play it the company way.
All company policy is by me okay.
You'll never rise up to the top.
But there's one thing clear. Whoever the company fires, I will still be here.
You certainly found a home.
It's cozy.
Your brain is a company brain.
The company washed it, now I can't complain.
Hey, the company magazine.
The what style, what punch.
The company restaurant.
Every day, same lunch. Their haddock sandwich, it's delicious.
I must try it.
Early in the week.
Do you have any hobbies?
I've a hobby. I play gin with Mr. Bratton.
Mr. Bratton, do you? Play it nicely.
Play it nicely. Still, he blitzes me in every game like that.
Why?
'Cause I play it the company way. Executive policy is by me okay.
How can you get anywhere?
Junior, have no fear. Whoever the company fires, I will still be
you
here.
You will still be here.
Year after year after fiscal. Never take a risk, oh yeah.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Helen Golden, the Dutch singer. She formed the duo Helen and Fred in the 1960s with her husband, who later went on to start the Freddie Golden Orchestra in 1967, and she was the front singer for that band quite regularly. She also was the lead singer for the Cottontown Jazz Band. Helen Golden just passed away at 81. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Boom, boom, boom. biddy 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 boom biddy boom biddy boom, then it keeps saying. Boom biddy boom biddy boom, my best slick. Boom biddy boom biddy boom, biddy 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 boom biddy boom biddy boom, in Diamond Lane.
Narzisstliebe, bleib bei mir und das Märchen kommt zurück.
Und wie ein Märchen spricht mein Herz, denn es spricht,
wenn ich mich sehe. Heute weiß ich ganz genau, du wirst glücklich sein mit mir.
Das ist die Liebe, wenn tausend Sterne am Himmel stehen. Eierwohl, die große Liebe wird für uns beide nie mehr vergehen.
Bum bidi bum bidi bum, mein Herz schlägt. Bum bidi bum bidi bum, bidi 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 bum bidi bum bidi bum, wenn ich dich seh. Bum bidi bum bidi bum, mein Herz schlägt. Bum bidi bum bidi bum, bidi 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 bum bidi bum bidi bum.
Wie ein Märchen spricht mein Herz, denn es spricht und blüht mit dir. Heute weiß ich ganz genau, du wirst glücklich sein mit mir.
Bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum, mein Herz schlägt. Bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum, bidi-bidi-bidi-bum-bidi-bum, wenn ich dich seh.
Heute weiß ich ganz genau, du wirst glücklich sein mit mir.
And tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary is for Jerry Crutchfield, the American country and pop record producer, songwriter, and musician. He recorded for RCA back in the day with the vocal group The Country Gentlemen, later known as The Escorts. He produced artists including Lee Greenwood, Ann Murray, Dottie West, Tammy Wynette, Brenda Lee, Buck Owens, and Glenn Campbell. He also produced the number one pop hit, Please Come to Boston, recorded by Dave Loggins. He just passed away at 87. It's the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Jerry Crutchfield. And I just would like to point out that we had four radio obituaries tonight that could have had a Skeeter Davis song in them. But this is the only one that I put it in. It was tough tonight. There is a lot laying on the cutting room floor around here. Let me assure you of that. But at least we got this one in the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Jerry Crutchfield right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It was only a heart, but it was my heart, and the only heart that I had. I gave it to you, gave it completely, never dreamed you would treat it stopped, stopped. Never to love again when our sweet love, oh, when our sweet love died. When our sweet love, oh, when our sweet love died.
Brrrr, up, chop, chop, summertime, and the living is easy. There's a fish on it up and up to my darling. I say it and the cotton is high. But my love is rich, and your mama is good looking. So now hush, baby, don't you cry. Except not a one of the one of the one of the morning come. And I know you're gonna rise up, you're gonna rise up and sing. And you spread your little wings, take you da 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 da. Till that morning comes, there's nothing gonna keep you from weeping. So now hush, baby, and now don't you cry. Shuck, you're gonna get rich, gonna get rich. So do not let a little love in your eyes. In the summertime, when the living, when the living. So hush, hush, pretty baby. No, ow, 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 ow. When I said I do not let a tear fall from your eyes. Ow!
Four-wheel drive and it's painted red. Twin carburetor in check.
Saturday night before the big, big race, Leaky took a pill for his heart. He put on his racing belt and slicked back his hair, and he jumped in that red go-kart.
Then the flag went down and off they went, turning sharp, sharp curves. All the girls in the crowd cheered Leaky on, biting fingernails down to the nerves.
Well, Leaky was out in front and Dirty Dan in second place. Then Dirty Dan took a handful of grease and it thought it Leaky's face.
The red go-kart spun around and around, and the crowd began to scream. But it didn't bother Leaky, cause he won that race.
And the last time he was seen,
he was headed out of town at a
your mother's eyes. Got your love so sweet and warm, just keep locked up in my arms. As me.
Ultimate Radio Obituary for Jerry Crutchfield, and nearly wraps up tonight's all-radio obituary episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We've got one final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to Hour to Kill, who's going to take very good care of you for the next hour. But of course, we'll be back here next week, next Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. Hopefully you'll hang out with us all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where you have been a lovely audience tonight. We're going to wrap up this Ultimate Radio Obituary for Jerry Crutchfield, hand you over to Hour to Kill, and then be back here next week on your freeform radio station, It is WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford Stereo.
Hey, we're Stormstress.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM
WMFO Medford,
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hello, those listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am Isaac. I host this show called Hour to Kill. I'm going to kill an hour. First song up. We've had some nice, Bubbles in the Thick Tape played us off lightly. But that's not the note I'm going to start off.